The book of Leviticus contains many laws and ordinances that God gave to Israel through Moses. The rules of conduct laid down by God were given to sanctify the people and consecrate them to himself. God was the supreme head of the nation, and as such the entire life of the people was governed by him. God told the Israelites that they were to be separate from other nations and were not to imitate pagan customs. "Be holy," he said, "for I, the Lord your God, am holy." Israel was to be a nation set apart to the Lord. So the people were given not only the Ten Commandments, but many other laws as well. God forbade any form of idolatry. The worship of pagan gods would not be tolerated in Israel. The people were to observe the Sabbath and abstain from regular work on that day, and they were to have reverence for God's sanctuary. They must never blaspheme, curse God, or take his name in vain. The Israelites were to respect the life and property of others. Whoever took the life of another human being with premeditation would forfeit his own life. Whoever took the life of someone's animal must make restitution. If anyone injured his neighbor deliberately, whatever he had done would be done to him, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. All who lived in Israel, the alien and the native-born, were to have the same laws. They were to love one another and have compassion on the poor and the oppressed. They were not to seek revenge or bear grudges against each other. "You are to love your neighbor as yourself," said the Lord. No one was to harm another by stealing, lying, or defrauding. Divination and sorcery were forbidden. No mediums or spiritists were to live in the land. The Israelites were not to slander or curse anyone or act deceitfully. Justice was to be fair, impartial, and without favoritism. No one was to hold back the wages of a hired man, and the people were to have compassion on the poor and the aliens. Tithes had to be paid, and vows made to the Lord were to be honored. God also gave laws concerning food. The Israelites were permitted to eat the meat of animals that had a split hoof and chewed the cud, oxen, sheep, or goats. These animals were called clean. But others that only chewed the cud or only had a split hoof, camels, rabbits, or pigs, were ceremonially unclean and were not to be eaten. There were clean and unclean birds, fish, and insects. The clean could be eaten, the others were forbidden. Contact with the dead body or the carcass of an animal also made a person ceremonially unclean. Other regulations concerning infectious skin diseases, mildew in houses or on clothing, childbirth and personal hygiene, as well as unlawful sexual relations, were given to the people. The eating of blood especially was forbidden. "The life of a creature is in the blood," said the Lord, "and I have given it to you to make atonement for yourselves on the altar. Therefore none of you may eat blood." God promised the Israelites that if they obeyed his commandments, he would greatly bless them. After they had settled in Canaan, he would give them abundant harvests, plentiful rain, peace throughout the land, and protection from wild animals and serious diseases. He would make the nation grow strong and prosperous. "I will put my dwelling place among you," said the Lord, "and I will walk among you and be your God, and you will be my people." Having spoken of all the blessings he would give, God then warned his people of what would happen if they disobeyed him. "I will punish you 7 times over, he said. Wasting diseases, fever, and terror would come upon the people. Drought, famine, and wild animals would ruin the land and destroy the livestock. War and defeat before their enemies would lay waste their cities. If they continued to disobey God and break his laws, the country would be reduced to ruins and lie desolate, and the Israelites would be scattered among the nations. God, however, would forgive them if the people repented and came back to him. If they confessed their sins and humbled themselves before the Lord, then God would have mercy on them and remember the covenant he had made with their forefathers, with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Next episode, the book of Numbers.